With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. With the rise of plastics, there's been an uptick in substitute wood products. The shift has environmental and economic implications. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
From flooring and furniture to clothing and food, wood products are a part of everyday life. Over the decades, these products have started to be replaced with plastic. Scott Bovey is a professor of wood products at the University of Wisconsin.
And that's really unfortunate because if you look at the environmental footprint of using wood versus using plastic, wood always comes out as the environmental choice. Things like luxury vinyl tile, that's some great marketing. There's nothing luxurious about walking around on plastic when wood is a better alternative.
Billions of cubic feet of wood are used globally each year. Bovey says while there are different materials that could be used to make products currently made of wood, most have a larger carbon footprint.
Wood can be harvested in a sustainable way. What are the alternatives? So we could use fossil fuels to make more plastic. We could use concrete, which is very energy intensive. So there's a number of substitutes that can replace wood, but they're not always the best environmental choice.
Bovey will be talking about the importance of wood products and how ingrained they are in our everyday lives at this month's Science on Tap Minocqua. While he won't be as focused on forest management, he hopes people will recognize how important it is.
It's all connected, the forest management, the wood companies in Wisconsin, as well as the economic impact. It's, you know, over a $40 billion annual industry in the state of Wisconsin, and that's important for our economy.
Science on Tap is tomorrow night at 6:30 at Rocky Reef Brewing Company in Woodruff. You can also stream it online. We have a link at WXPR.org and on the WXPR app. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Communities are watching their road salt usage as supplies are growing tight. The city of Merrill says salt supplies have been a concern for most of the winter. Frequent small storms and ice events have led both governments and private contractors to use more salt than usual. Merrill says most counties and cities have enough salt on hand, but prices to purchase more have doubled or tripled. The city of Merrill says it will be adjusting operations to conserve as much salt as possible. That's to reserve it for when it's really needed and save taxpayers from overspending. The changes include using a sand-salt mix on main roads that would normally get treated with straight salt. Merrill says that could result in some snow-covered streets even after plow operations are done. They say crews will strive to keep roads clear while recognizing economic concerns. With deep cold comes deep frost. That creates problems for some water customers. In Rhinelander, those with problem properties are now authorized to keep water running to prevent freezing of water lines leading to the house. A stream the thickness of a pencil lead should do the job. Authorized properties will get a credit on their water bill to cover the cost. Be sure to check the Rhinelander list of authorized properties at the city website or at City Hall. The authorized run water list will be updated periodically with new properties if frost conditions require it. The Rhinelander Area Food Pantry helped a lot of people in 2025. Their report for the year shows the pantry served just over 1,100 households, totaling almost 2,400 people. More than 940,000 pounds of food was distributed, with the majority going to area households. Food that did not meet standards went to Wild Instincts or local farmers. They thank the business and individual donors who made the pantry's work possible. The Rhinelander Area Food Pantry celebrated its 20th anniversary in 2025. A new five-year study is quantifying the benefits of conservation practices like cover cropping using data from farmers across Wisconsin. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Spearheaded by the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute, research scientist Merrill Ingram explains the data shows engaged growers met standards for combating erosion, protecting water quality, and building soil health, as well as for producing high-quality forage. She hopes the findings can address the slow adoption of the practice by showing how farmers are successfully using cover crops.
When you look at the supremely efficient, very structured corn and soybean production, production, making changes in that context is very hard, and yet people are making it. And they're making it because of climate change, because of the cost of fertilizer, because they can see the water running off their fields and they care what it looks like.
The data covers more than 200 agriculturally diverse fields across 45 counties. Ingram says they used it to create an interactive dashboard to help farmers make more informed conservation decisions on their own fields. It's available online at michaelfields.org/covercrops. Ingram says while the project provides key insights on cover crop biomass, forage, and nutrient quality and management practices, it also reveals gaps in resources and support for cover cropping across different regions.
And so people do rely on their neighbors and on social networks and community. And so one of the ways that I think that our network has been useful, as I've heard people say, it's just good to see who else is doing what. And I can look at the kinds of practices people are using and gauge my own.
Ingram says they hope to work with other Midwest researchers and partners to share data and inform future research. She adds the team also plans to develop additional dashboard features to support educators and independent agronomists. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Major League Baseball will produce and distribute local broadcasts for six more teams this season, including the Milwaukee Brewers. The teams entered their deals with Main Street Sports Group after missed rights payments. Three other teams are still deciding on their plans. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred emphasized the importance of maximizing revenue for teams. The local media landscape is changing, with MLB taking over broadcasts for several teams in recent years. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.